youngsters, should that decision be taken by them, by their parents, or by the government?
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A former military diver has died after running out of oxygen while assisting in the rescue of 12 boys and their football coach trapped inside a cave in Thailand. His death highlights the perils of the operation to extract the team from deep inside the waterlogged cave, raising questions about the feasibility of bringing youngsters out the same way. Former British Rescue Coordinator Harry Long says a decision to extract the group of boys and their coach by having them swim out, accompanied by rescuers, could still be fatal. With more rain coming, there is a race against time to pump out water from the flooded cave with minimal risk. British officials are trying to unravel how two Britons have been exposed to the military-grade nerve agent Novichok. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Say specialists have now determined that the Amesbury duo were poisoned by the same lethal toxin developed in the Soviet Union that almost killed a former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in March in Salisbury. What remains unclear, though, is if the new victims were intentionally targeted. However, they remain critically ill in hospital. Another puzzle for the probe is determining if there's a link between the Skripal case and the new one, and whether the nerve agent came from the same batch the left of Skripals fighting for their lives. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way to North Korea in hopes of filling in details of commitments on denuclearization made by Kim Jong-un following a meeting between the leaders of the U.S. and North Korea. This is VOA.